Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
74
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
68
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
70
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. 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 Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
73
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Clear.
73
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1200 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1300 hours.
Clear.
81 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours.
Clear.
81
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours.
Clear.
81
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours.
Clear.
82
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours.
Clear.
84
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF, mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF, mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF, mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF. If there's a station trying to get into the repeater, you're bringing up the repeater, but no audio. May want to increase your power or try a different location. KC8YVF.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours.
Clear.
84
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours.
Clear.
82
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours.
Clear.
82 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees.
W8PW, KC5VF.
Yep, I'm here. I forgot to hook the antenna up, so I guess I'm okay, though.
Okay, a lot of dead air there, so just wondering. I'll go right ahead, KC5VF, clear.
I keyed the mic and the repeater didn't come up. I go, what's wrong? I look up, oh, I don't have the antenna hooked up. Okay, attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is Whiskey 8 Delta Whiskey. That's WADW, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from operators who are mobile, on short time, or who are in and out. Please call now.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out. 73, Dave.
Okay, we recognize KE8PCQ. Thank you for checking in. And have a good evening, 73. Is any other mobile short time or in and out? Okay, none heard, so we'll go to Echolink. Are there any operators on Echolink? Please call now. Okay, none heard at this time, so I will take check-ins from regular operators. Regular test stations wish to check in, please call now.
This is KC8YVF, Saginaw Township, with no traffic.
KDAZ, Mini Burt, no traffic.
KKCI, Justin Oakley, no traffic.
Beaver Township.
Okay, there was a double there. I got the Beaver Township. Try that one again, and we'll catch the other one. I think the other one is probably a stop. Go ahead, one time there, over.
Yeah, this is Doug, N8NTN, Beaver Township.
Cable Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha. Check me in and out, please, Dave. KC8VOA.
KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is November 8,
Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list to make sure I didn't miss anyone here. I had KE8PCQ as in and out for regular check-ins. I got KC8YVF, KE8PAZ, KE8KCI, NA8NTN, KC8VOA was in and out, KE8MMH, and KE8KPR. Are there any that I missed or anyone else like to get on the list? Please call now.
This is KFA-EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, I got you on the list, Mike, KFA-EDQ, got you on the list. Any others? Okay, it seems like summer's still here, and we're doing what we try and do in the summer. Actually, we went camping last weekend, actually Thursday and Friday, we went up camping to Bay City. And that was the first time out, so we got a list of stuff that needs to be done and stuff that needs to be fixed and all that stuff. So that was our basically like a shakedown cruiser. Went up there and we had a good time there, had good food, found a pretty decent restaurant up there. They had good food, good beer. That's the best part about it. Anyway, let's get on to list. KC8YVF, you're up and stand by, Benny.
Well, good evening, Dave. Good to have you back on the air again, isn't that control? And everybody else out there, hope everyone had a good week last week and weekend. A couple of things coming up. We'll get the announcements tomorrow night. I know Fred and I think Dennis from up in Midland and myself and possibly Mike are going to be doing a little training for the VE testing. So Fred's got a conference call set up for tomorrow, so just four of us are going to work and get things start to work out as far as being able to do VE testing back in Saginaw again. So that's coming up. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, 1 week early, we have the board meeting. This way we can get things, any last-minute things before the anniversary party, straightened out. That'll give us about a week and a half to get things straightened out if something needs to be done. Hopefully we've got all our bases covered and everything runs smoothly at this point, but we're going to do it a week early just so that we have a little extra time to cover anything that needs to get done. So me for the week, I had Friday off. I waited around and did some chores around the house, but was waiting for a new dishwasher to be delivered. So that got here, I got the old one out, got the new one in. Of course, it always takes longer than you anticipate, but that was okay. It's in and working, so that's the good thing. Wife is happy with that. Saturday, spent most of the day doing something else. We went to the craft show down at Ojibwe Island in the morning. We went to the foodie fair with all the food trucks in the afternoon for lunch. Came back, my brother and sister-in-law came up for that, and we came back to the house and visited for about another hour. Then they took off for home, and then we headed out about 5 o'clock to go to the Saginaw County Fair. My grandkids had entered their projects into the fair and that, and we got to go do some rides and that, and something different. Wife and I haven't been on any rides in a fair in quite some time, so that was a busy day on Saturday as well. But, Dave, thanks for doing that. I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Let's jump on down to Manny, KD8PAZ. You're up and stand by Jeff. Go ahead, Manny.
Well, good evening, WAPW. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone. Had a good meeting there Friday night and a good ice cream social and had a good breakfast on Saturday with Ron and Joe. So anyway, other than that, I haven't been doing too much. I did buy another puzzle, so I'm going to have to start on that one, I guess, pretty soon. Otherwise, I'm sitting here falling asleep on the sofa, so I got to get up and do something. I got some stuff outside to do also. Anyway, this is KD8DAZ back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Minnie. I know what you mean about falling asleep on the sofa. The lazy boy catches me once in a while. But I was sort of busy today. We golfed this morning, nine holes this morning, and then come home. Did a little running around, had a few, had a half dozen places to stop ahead and shop, and then come home, and I cleaned the basement, half of the basement out in my trailer. I had forgot what was in there, so we cleaned that out, got some of the dirt out that when you put your roll-up mats and stuff in there, and that gets carry sand in there and stuff. So we got that part, half of it cleaned out, the other half I'll probably do tomorrow. We'll just see what the weather's like, and or later in the week. Okay, let's go to Jeff, KAKCI, you're up, stand by, and done.
All right, well, we appreciate you taking on the old nut, Dave. Glad you're up and about and swinging the clubs, and you guys got in the trailer and went somewhere, so that's good. We're kind of home for a while, and got lots of appointments, and then kids are grandkids go back to school, so we watch them. His mom actually is a school teacher, so we watch the kids while she's at school before they get started, but boy, they're growing fast. Other than that, just really not doing too much. Working on some 3D printing stuff for our battle bots, our little 1-pound battle bots. We had a competition in Granville coming up here in September, and then one in Detroit after that. But other than that, we need rain. We have none. We got a whole 6/10, or 0.06 of a tenth during this last one. So it's looking where we got to get some, or we're going to have some bean pods without any beans. But other than that, we'll send her back to next row, and it's KCI.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. Yeah, we definitely need some rain. I had a spot out here in my front yard that was has been hydro-seeded, mine and my neighbor's. My neighbor didn't water. I watered a little bit in the morning over a week's period of time, trying not to water too much because the cost of the water here in the township has went up. So, but it needed to be done. Mine's green, theirs isn't, so... That's a good thing. This is WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the list? Please call now. Okay, not to her, so we'll go to Doug. NANTN, you're up, and stand by, Mike.
Well, good evening to all. We're just trying to get stuff sorted out and cleaned up and whatnot. We're going to go camping over Labor Day, and we're going south instead of north this time, so I guess we're going to be down, somewhere on Birch Run there. There's a campground, and all the rest of them are coming down here for a change. That's better than going all the way up north. Other than that, just sitting here getting warm and trying to stay cool and get the work done. And 8N10, back to next.
Okay, real good there, Doug. Yeah, I got a lot of work to do yet, and I really fell behind on everything, so we're trying to do some catching up. Mike, KD8MMH, you're up. Stand by, Bob, KPR. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, W8DW, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Dave, I'd like to thank you for switching net nights with me. It's supposed to be my night tonight, but we switched. I did last week. Wasn't sure I would be back in time because I just got back from my annual UP trip that I take this time of the year. Go up to the Antique Wooden Boat Show they have up in Hessel, and go up to the Sioux, St. Ignace, stopped in Indian River on the way up, and just kind of did my normal normal UP trip that I do this time of the year every year. So once again, thanks for switching with me there, Dave. Beautiful weather, great trip. Everything went well. So definitely enjoyed myself and had a good time up there. Other than that, looking forward to seeing some people there Wednesday night. That'll be at Bigby Coffee on Bay Road for our club meeting and get some things finished up for our 70th anniversary party. So other than that, I think that's all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around too, Dave, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8, MMH, back to net control. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. All the golf people, the one on Monday night and the one on Monday morning and on Wednesday, our Wednesday group were happy to see me back. So I don't know why. They probably needed somebody with a real high handicap or something. So anyway, we made it back. So anyway, Bob, KPR, you're up. Stand by the other Mike.
This is NAKPR. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everybody on the net. Doug, that the campground Birch Run there, a long time ago, back in the 60s, it was an amusement park called Pine Ridge Amusement Park. My remember parents taking us kids there and riding the little roller coasters and whatever they had there. Just a vague memory of it. But then it was nothing for a while. Then they turned into a campground. I've never been into it before. I did have a nephew that lives in Tawas, and they're coming into Frankfurt for some, maybe the car show or something.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
They got into that campground there. And but like I said, I have no idea what it's like. Then they got one here in Frankfurt, the Jellystone campground. But today I rode through the garden. That was just a big dust bowl. Really didn't have too many weeds growing, but I got these. I can't remember the name of these weeds. Supposedly you can eat them. They're good for you. There's a lot of vitamins and whatnot in it. But the ones with the red stems and the green shiny leaves. I can't remember the name of those things. But supposedly they're edible. They used to eat them a long time ago. They just don't anymore. But so I did that, and I had to hose my legs off, get off the dust off me. It was quite dusty. Good thing there was a breeze, because it kind of blew the dust away from my face. I had opened up my air filter and blew off, cleaned the air filter off, because it was, like I said, it was dusty. And just picked whatever I need to get picked in. Don't really have the grass growing too much. There's spots here and there that need to be whacked down a little bit. But other than that, as far as rain goes, I got 200ths of an inch, 0.02, as far as rain goes yesterday. So basically nothing. But I reported it. The National Weather Service. That's what we got here. That's about it for this round, Dave. I'll turn it back to WADW-NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, I looked at my rain gauge this morning, and I have 0.4 for the month. I didn't show anything from last night. We've had a couple. We had rain. We actually had some rain, but it was didn't rain hard enough to even get the driveway wet underneath the tree. So we really haven't had a whole lot of hoping for that. For our camping up in Bay City, was supposed to wife checked the weather, and it was supposed to rain on Thursday. So she said, make sure we bring umbrellas with us, and no rain, no nothing. It was really actually quite pleasant, other than it's a little muggy down in there, and then where we were in the campground, not a lot of breeze, so a little hot also. Mike, KF8EDQ, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list.
W-A-D-W, K-F-A-E-D-Q. Yeah, thanks for doing the net, Dave. It's good to hear you. I worked pretty much all day today. I worked till 6:30 p.m., so I was pretty exhausted by the end of that. I replaced the filter in my refrigerator. Of course, that was a pretty simple task, but then you got to run a couple gallons of water through it, which takes forever in a day because it comes out in this tiny little stream. So that was the most difficult part about that filter exchange. Other than that, it's been pretty uneventful. I haven't had much time to do much of anything else except make some dinner and do that. So, I can't wait to log back in and start again tomorrow. So KF8EDQ, back to net.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, it almost looks like I got to probably get the lawnmower out and cut some grass tomorrow. My backyard has not been cut for a month. Doesn't get a lot of rain back there and doesn't get a lot of sun, so grass doesn't should grow very fast, mainly between the sidewalk and the road. So, and part of that right now is new grass, so that's not going to be cut anyway. I'd wait, probably make sure it gets up about 3-4, maybe 5 inches before I cut it. Normally I like to leave it long. All right, this is WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the net before I start opening our 73 round? Please call now. Nothing heard, so let's go up, back up to KCA YVF. You're up. Stand by, Minnie.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Yeah, Sunday, for that, I didn't do a whole lot. By the time we got back, it was like 10:30 before we got back from the county fair on Saturday. So we slept in a little bit. We were going to do some work out in the garden. And my wife wasn't feeling good, and now she's come down with a summer cold. So only thing we can think at, she was out with the grandkids, and they were doing things. They went to the bowling alley, and they went to Haithco Park, before that. So it always takes a couple of days before that kicks in, so that's what we're figuring. So she wasn't feeling good yesterday. She did get out a little bit, but not much. So I worked on the lawn. I hadn't touched edging or anything like that around. It was, of course, the weeds are about the only thing that are growing, the weedy grass. So, but I did cut the grass. I got it cleaned up. I'm looking better. And again, we need the rain. Bob, we got 0.03 inches here. It rained for all of about 10 minutes. And that was about it. So, I know further south, got lots of rain. And I talked to my friend Bob that lives over in Ionia, and he said it rained heavy for about 3 hours yesterday. So I know there was a lot that was going through Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, down in that area. So he got a good beneficial rain, and we got 0.3 inches. So not much, that's for sure. Also did some electronics on Friday. I tried a new project. I saw it on the 3D printing site. So I ordered a couple of the little 2-inch screens, computers, the ESP32 computer screen combinations from WaveShare, USB plug, a couple other parts, and printed the cases. And these are something that will go along with the 3D printers. So basically it's a little box. It connects to Wi-Fi. It connects to your printer. So it knows what it's doing, and it gives you a display of what's going on with the printer, what print, how much you've printed, what all of the temperatures are, the fans that they're running, and what they're set to, and all of that on a small little 2-inch display. So instead of me having to grab my phone and bring up the app and look at it, I can just glance over at one of these little devices and see how things are going. So I put one out in the family room, so when I'm sitting there at night, I can take a look at it, something printing. I also put one in the bedroom, because a lot of times I'll sit in there at night, watch TV in there, and I have something on the printer. The best thing about it is the printer itself, after it finishes printing, the light that's inside the printer will not turn off automatically.
it stays on until you either come down to the printer and push a button to turn it off, or you use the app on your phone to turn it off from there. But it does not turn off automatically. Somehow the guy that programmed this device figured out how to do that, so when the printer finishes its print, it turns the light off automatically, which is fantastic. I've been looking for 2 years as a way to be able to do that, because if I print something overnight, I don't like to leave the light on all night long if it finishes early. So this device will just monitor it. When it's done, it turns the light off. So, yay-hoo. The best part of the whole thing, I guess. So, thanks, Dave, for doing the Net 73, everyone. We'll talk to you next week, KC8YVF.
We don't need no stinking printer. KBSWRN out, Dave. Good evening.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. We got you in out. Thanks. I wish I had, well, I guess I could have a remote to make sure that the light in the shack is off, because a lot of times I'll be out here doing things and I feel that I got the everything turned off, and I come down the next morning and I go, oh, I forgot to turn the light off. Only good thing is lights I have are all LEDs, so you're not burning a lot of electricity, but still it'd be nice to turn the stuff off. Anyway, let's go to Mini. KDAPAZ, you're up and stand by, Jeff.
Good evening there again, Dave. This is KDAPAZ. Well, I hope everybody has a good week, and Dave, I hope you're feeling a lot better, and I hope Mary's doing better also. So missed you guys at the meeting on Friday. Enjoy when you guys come and sit there and talk with Mary. Of course, we got a couple of new ones in there. So anyway, this is KDAPAZ, back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Benny. Yeah, with the doctor's appointments now and the time, actually my camping trips, I've canceled more camping trips than I'll be going on this year. We had to cancel the one over about 4 weeks ago. We were supposed to go to the Sioux, had to cancel that. The bad thing is with reservations, most of them, I guess all of them, basically you 6 months ahead of time you make the reservation, so you never know what you're doing. So we've got another one coming up. We've got a couple more coming up, so actually I was able to pick one up in the Sioux that I didn't think I was going to get into. So camping, sort of our July went away real fast. Anyway, thanks to 73. Catch later there. It's WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association of Monday Night Net. Jeff, KCI, you're up. Stand by, Doug.
All right. Well, you're out swinging the club, so I guess you're gaining. So you got that back anyways. But also, Ron and Tom, I was mentioning printers the other day and said, hey, does your bamboo light shut off after it's done printing? And he says, yes. He says, well, they don't have it. I'm not sure which one he has versus what you guys got, but what he said, yeah, you got to make sure the power savings mode is on, and then it will shut the light off. So if that helps, it helps. If it don't, oh, well, that's why we're here. Other than that, everybody else, have a good one, and we will talk at you probably not until Sunday. So, KCI, we'll be clear and back to net control, Dave, 73.
Okay, 73, sir, Jeff, and have a good one. Let's hope for rain. Definitely need some rain so we can get the crops and the grass growing and stuff. Even the weeds need a little bit of moisture also. So that's probably all that's growing in the one part of my front lawn anyway. It's probably just weeds. 73, catch you later there, Jeff. Doug, N8NTN, you're up. Standby Bob, KPR. Go ahead, Doug.
Good evening again. We got a little bit of rain the other day. I think it was Thursday. It was just enough to take all that dust and dirt that blew onto the windshield of the car. And you know how you get just enough water on it, it sort of clumps up, so it makes a pattern. Just enough so you had to run the washer, the wipers and the washer to clear it off enough so you could drive. So that's all we got. Not enough to even do any measurements on. So. Yeah, just back and watch and hope for rain. And it ends in. Talk to y'all later.
Okay, real good there, Doug. Yeah, I know what you mean. I've got a maple tree that's normally when it gets real dry like this, I start getting some sticky stuff off of it, and that's what's happening here. And with that and the dirt and that, I know this morning, I think I had to run the wipers this morning when I got in. I was going to stop today and just spray the car off, but we did not make that, so that's on my... That's on my to-do list for this week, is just running the car wash and do it. I could do it at home, but it's a lot easier. I don't have to drag everything out. 7-3, sir, Doug, we'll catch you down the log. Bob, NAKPR, you're up. Stand by, Mike, ED2.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I got to take my camper into Camping World. Tomorrow, I have been having issues with my electric awning hasn't worked in a couple of years. Every now and then I try and troubleshoot it, and where the motor's at, all them screws are just rusted out, so you can't open it up. And the switch is okay. The switch is passing power the way it's supposed to, but so somewhere between the switch and the motor, I checked the wire nuts and all that crap. It looked like it was okay, you know, but I'm not an RV technician, but I am an electrician, so I can, you know, troubleshoot that kind of stuff, but I wasn't getting any place with it. Then I had a slide out. If you ever get a slide out on the camper, do not get the cable ones. Those things are a pain. I tried adjusting them because my motor was amping out, so I adjusted so the motor's not amping out, but it's still not right. And no matter how many YouTube videos I watch, it may look easy, but it's like, nah, this ain't working that way. So, again, that's another thing they got to work on. But, what else was I going to say? Should have wrote it down. Oh, my printer. Ron mentioned the printers. I got an HP, 6455E. Tell me, I got an error code of an E0, which telling me was just meaning it's a bad cartridge, and I just bought a colored cartridge for it, and it was working fine for a little bit. We don't use it that much, but anyways, it's got an error for that, and so I tore it apart. I cleaned all the contacts. It was a little ink on the printer side, so I cleaned that all off, but it just keeps coming up. I can't get rid of it, so I don't know. I got a bad cartridge that I just bought or what, but anyways, that's my problem. Thanks for doing that, Dave, and 7-3s, everybody. Have a good night or good week. And back to that control, it's NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bobby. I guess as far as slide outs, it doesn't matter which one you have, whether you have the cable one or I've got the Schwintex, and they say that those are problematic. I haven't had a problem with the one on mine, but it's funny because you get on YouTube and you listen to one person, they tell you, oh, yeah, you got to lube them, and it tells you how to lube them, and it's quite complicated. It's not an easy process. And then somebody else comes on and says, no, actually, the manufacturer says you shouldn't lube them. And so I'm not sure where to go from there. Actually, we got up to Bay City, we found a little water on a corner. I thought maybe it was by in front of my water heater, where my water heater sets. I was sort of worried it was that. But I think what it was the seal on the on a slide out in that one corner, and I took the yesterday I took some cleaner and cleaned all the seals and put some of the seal I guess it's a preventer for keeps it soft and keeps them from the UV doing it. So we did that, and hopefully that will fix that problem. What I'll do is probably just put a piece of paper towel down there and see if it gets wet, then I'll know that I got a problem. Don't have to worry about wet, it's not going to rain. So anyway, that's the way that goes. Let's go to Mike, KF8EDQ. You're up. I'll be at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, Dave, I haven't cut grass in a while. It's been over a week, so the grass is just about due. It's starting to tickle my ankles when I walk through it, so it's about time to cut the grass. Over the weekend, I took my chimney down and patched the roof over top of it, and so now I don't have a chimney, but I didn't need one. I've got a vent that comes off the side of the house, so I don't even use the chimney anymore, so it's gone now, so don't have to worry about that anymore. I'll just wish everyone to have a good week, and 7-3 everybody. KF8EDQ, back to net.
Looking real good there, Mike. Yeah, I think the only thing that's growing in my yard is, I call it crap grass, because it's pretty bad. I didn't put any pre-emergence on this year. We just put a weed and feed on, and I think that next year is going to have a different treatment anyway. So I got that on my list for the next year to start over. Then the next year, put some pre-emergent on there, and maybe I won't have to worry about that. That's growing faster than the regular grass, so. Okay, I'm at the bottom of the list. Do we have anyone else for the net? Please call now. Okay, do we have any other announcements or anything from the group before I close the net?
88,
recheck.
Yeah, recheck,
go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, thanks. One thing I forgot to mention, too, on my first go-around, this coming Saturday, if anyone is interested, the Midland Club is helping out with the SOS Dirty Dog Run. I think a 5K, maybe a 10K walk that takes place out in Midland City Forest. A lot of people bring their dogs with them also. If you can help out, contact Lee in Midland, or get a hold of me, and I can get a hold of Lee for you. I think you need to be in Midland City Forest by like 8 o'clock. The walk starts around 9, usually is done by 11, 11:30 or so. So if you can help out with that, great. One other thing I forgot to mention, too, for Ron, I did get the email from Fred for the VE testing tomorrow night. I didn't have my laptop with me on vacation. I just had my cell phone, and I guess there's examtools.org and examtools.dev, development or whatever, and I'm already logged on and registered with the .org, but apparently I needed to send a PDF of my license into the other one, which wasn't on my phone, it was on my laptop. So if I can get that done tomorrow, even if I can't, I'll still join you guys tomorrow night for the sandbox VE testing. That's all I have. Thanks for letting me back in there, Dave. KD8 MMH. YVF.
Go ahead there, Ron.
Okay, I doubled with Mike, and I doubled with you trying to get in there as well. For Jeff Fulton, neither one of my printers have a power-saving mode, 3D printers in the bamboos that I have, so that light will stay on indefinitely, basically, especially on the A1 until you physically turn it off. The P1S printer, as the information states in it, it will stay on for an extreme amount of time before it will go into kind of a standby mode, at which point it'll shut off then, which basically it's days before it goes into that mode. So these little devices save that as well. And there was something else I was going to mention. Bob was talking about something. I can't remember what it was. With the printers, yeah, getting the ink. It never fails for me. I've had HP printers most of the time, and I'll go buy a brand new HP cartridge, and ink cartridge or whatever, I will put it in, and it never fails. The printer will break after I've just spent $100 and some in brand new ink cartridges. Of course, if you go buy a new printer, those ink cartridges do not fit the new ones. So I've had several times where I have brand new ink cartridges for a printer that no longer works because I put it in and get some sort of an error code, and I think it they do that on purpose. So, okay, you replaced ink. It's time to buy a new printer. So thanks, Dave, for letting me back in, KC8YBF.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, it's real funny. I got a brother's laser jet or a laser printer, and it's come up. I bought brand new cartridges for it. I got them off eBay or off Amazon. You got two of them for a pretty good price, but they've been sitting there for the last 3 months, and I keep on getting the error code that. Cartridge is empty, please replace. And it's still printing good. So actually I think my wife said the last time it printed was a little bit on the light side, but almost 3 months on it after it said it was bad. So who knows? Anyway, this WADW is for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association of Monday Night Net. Tonight, that includes myself. We had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Dave, WADW. The net is now closed. Return the frequency back to normal amateur use. And I have a report for you, Ron.
I am ready, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, please copy number 138, routine, from my station, Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey. Check his figures 10, Saginaw, letter group Mike India, August, figures 10. Going to your station, Ron Huss, KC8YVF, break. A letter group, Sierra Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, Monday, net check-ins, figures 1-1, traffic, figure 1, time, figures 4-5 minutes, break. And it's signed Dave, WADWN, no more.
All right, Dave, I've got the report. Thank you very much for doing the net, and you have a good week as well. KC8 might be up clear.
WADW clear.
KC8YVF, this is
Doug, Kenny
NTN.
Yeah, go ahead, Doug.
You guys are saying something about,
I lost you there. It sounded like somebody tried to double with you, and then I lost you. Try it again.
Okay, I'll make sure I keep the button down all the way. There was something said about the people that give examiners, anyway, to the test. Is there a get-together or something for training for that coming up somewhere?
Not at the moment. That's what we're doing tomorrow night with just a small group to learn about the software, to learn about the procedure and all of that. So we're doing that so then he can then train the VEs for this. So that'll come up at some point. But tomorrow is just kind of a get-together of some point between Dennis up in Midland that runs their VE testing and Mike and I here, and work out whatever bugs or whatever. So if we're not, he's not at the point for training the VEs for anything yet.
Okay, if anything heads in that direction, give me a holler, and if I'm available, I'd like to come start the process. I've read some of the stuff off the AWRL website and whatnot. I just want to get started.
Roger that. As soon as he's ready for that to do it, we'll have, he'll put out an email for that, I imagine, some sort of contact point to let people know about training for that we get there. So, all right, Doug, have a good night. KC8YVF.
Good evening. Have a good night. And 8-10-10.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 75 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.